Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can gather today and claim you to be our waymaker. We thank you for making us part of your kingdom. Thank you, Lord. And we trust in you to carry us through the work that you have put before us. Strengthen us and use us for your kingdom's sake, so that your glory may be known. In Jesus' name, amen. The messages in Acts, all 28 books of Acts, are messages that led to the development of the church. And I actually feel as though it is the birth of the church, which started during the Pentecost season, and that is going to be celebrated next Sunday. The information shared in Acts is informative, instructive, and oh so practical to each one of us. It also tells how the good news got from Jerusalem to Rome. Acts describes the continuation of Jesus' work and the work that Jesus continues to do to this day. Pastor David Guzik writes this about the book of Acts. Wonderfully, what Jesus began still continues. There is a real sense in which the book of Acts continues to be written today, not in an authoritative scriptural sense, but in the sense of God's continued work in the world by his Holy Spirit through his church. The work of Jesus continues to this day, and we are so blessed. The book of Acts was addressed to Theophilus. It shares of the continued works of the Holy Spirit. Theophilus actually was a physician, but at that time, physicians were slaves to the rich. When the slave owner became a follower of Jesus, he released Theophilus. And Theophilus, his name actually means God lover. And he and Luke traveled together. He recognized and shared that Jesus gives us power to do as he teaches, because Jesus is alive. Luke knew that Jesus would be in our hearts and would provide for any of our shortfallings. He saw that Jesus had done what Jesus had done during his life, and he saw how Jesus taught. Wouldn't that have been so wonderful to see that and to hear that? To know all that Jesus was teaching? Luke would become a very faithful servant to God. And so as he and Theophilus were sharing, Luke took the time to write Acts. It totally makes sense that if you teach God's word and live it, it grows in your heart. If you teach God's word and do not live it, it dissipates. It wastes away. What came to my mind is my computer skills. I can learn something and get it, and I got it. I know how to do this computer. If I don't do the same skill in a month, when I come back to it, I can't figure it out. If you don't use it, you lose it. And so that is how it is with our faith. Jesus is alive, and he's giving us power. He's giving us power to do as he teaches, but we need to give him the time as well. Luke wants us all to know that Jesus is right here, right now, always. When we do know this truth, our words and our actions become more righteous. When you respond with anger in your heart, versus how you respond with Christ in your heart, are two very different ways. When you don't know how to respond, think of Jesus first and then respond. Acts 1, verse 1. In my former book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and to teach until the day he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen. After suffering, he presented himself to them and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them, and over a period of 40 days, spoke about the kingdom of God. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command: "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift of my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." It was 10 days after this that Pentecost would occur. Pentecost is the celebration of the Holy Spirit. And the apostles were going to be witnesses to the ends of the earth after they were blessed with the Holy Spirit. Jesus did not want them to move on without receiving that gift, without receiving the power of the Holy Spirit. Going to verse 6. "And then they gathered around him and asked him, 'Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom of Israel?'" They wanted to know. They were curious. They were scared. They wanted to know. "And he said to them, 'It is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes to you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.' After he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. They were looking intently up into the sky as he was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them. 'Men of Galilee,' they said, 'why do you stand here looking into the sky? The same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way that you have seen him go into heaven.' And then the apostles returned to Jerusalem from the hill called the Mount of Olives, a Sabbath's walk from the city. And when they arrived, they went upstairs to the room where they were staying. Those present were Peter, John, James, Andrew, Philip, and Thomas, Bartholomew, and Matthew, James, son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas, son of James. They all joined together constantly in prayer, along with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers." The apostles were asked to wait for a promise that would come to them. They knew that testing would occur. We all go through testing times. We have trials in our relationships. We have trials with our finances. We have trials with our emotions. We don't know what the future holds, nor do we need to know it all. And that's what Jesus was sharing with them. Wait and believe. All of the earthly trying circumstances will pass away. Thank goodness. The Holy Spirit will draw each of us closer to a relationship of Jesus. A gift. Our lives can and will be altered eternally when we believe and when we turn to the Holy Spirit. We need to keep looking to the heavens. We need to keep listening for when the Lord is speaking to us. He tends to his flock. Jesus tends to his flock nonstop. Rely on the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit that inspires the believers. That's what I felt when the woman beside me said, "I saw a miracle." I felt a miracle. Know that the Holy Spirit is working among those who do not believe yet. Let's not look down to those who are non-believers or those who have strayed away from their faith. Pray for them. Pray that the Spirit will work in their hearts. Let us take this moment right now to think of one person. Let's think of one person who could really use the Spirit's love this morning. The Spirit's love, the understanding of the Spirit. We have a person in a home right now from our church who I've seen grow miraculously in her faith this last year. She was like a little seed just starting to grow. It needed to be her way. She needed to understand. She wasn't fully aware of what was going on, and yet she was growing. And this last year, the person that I'm going to be praying for allowed us to love her, allowed us to be more part of her life, allowed Jesus to grow in her heart. And boy, the friendship she developed and the love that she felt and the love that she started to give and the humor that came out was just amazing. That is from the Holy Spirit. That finally she could feel Jesus' love. Let her guard down and be joyful and be loving. Accept her weaknesses. And now she's in a spot where she truly is relying every day on Jesus, and Jesus is with her. I'd like to take a few minutes, and I'd like you to think of someone who really is in need of spiritual guidance, spiritual love, needs to see that cross when you look out the window, see that miracle of Jesus' love. They may need good health. They may need to change their habits. They may need help with finances. Let's just take a few minutes and pray silently for that one person to receive the Holy Spirit. There is no doubt that the Holy Spirit is working today. Jesus left no doubt about his resurrection. There were 500 people who had seen him and talked to him during his time that he was back on earth. He continued to teach about the kingdom of God, and they continued to share the good news of Jesus Christ, and they were warned not to question God's timing. That's tough, isn't it? Not to ask why, that's what was shared this morning, but just know that God is in control. Jesus had submitted totally to God. He shared that a gift was coming and that it would come in God's time. The gift would be the gift of the Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit, he said, when the Holy Spirit would come upon you, you shall be my witnesses. God wanted a witness sent to Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. At that time, the Holy Spirit would empower the witnesses to do his work. Perhaps that should be our prayer for ourselves. Lord, empower us to do your work. Jesus then slowly disappeared into the sky. He was surrounded by a cloud on the day of his ascension. He did leave blessings with his church. It is not written who the two men are that are in the white robes. I've read that it could have been angels, and I've also read some people think that it may have been Elijah and Moses as they were present at the time of the transfiguration. The men dressed in white shared that the disciples should stay focused on the work of Jesus. That's another line we should have written down for this week. Stay focused on the work of Jesus. That's our lesson. His followers knew that Jesus would be gone for good this time, that he would not be reappearing as he had been the past 40 days. They also announced that when Jesus did return, that it would be much the same as how he left. And I know people think and don't recognize that Jesus is coming back, and then they're not sure how will we know it is him, but he'll be in a glorious cloud, and we will recognize him, and we will know that it is Jesus. He will be the same Jesus of love and grace and goodness and caring. Lives again will be altered. His love changes people eternally. When the believers went to Jerusalem, they went to the Mount of Olives and they entered an upper room together. Here they have, it is written that 120 people, both men and women, were in the room. Even Jesus' brothers were there at that time. They didn't follow him very closely when he was alive and walking on the earth, but after they had seen what he had done, after they had seen him rising into the clouds, they chose to follow him. The 11 disciples were still very different from one another. I'm sure that they still had their disagreements and their misunderstandings, but their hearts were now filled with the love of Jesus, and they were united. What did they do when they were together in that upper room? They prayed. They prayed in unity. They prayed in obedience. They prayed in fellowship. They prayed. We're going to finish this morning with a prayer by all of us. I would like you to think about this world. I would like you to think about praying out loud. We need everyone's voice. Don't stop to listen to your neighbor, because then you might only hear me talking. I want all the voices to be heard. I want you to pray out loud for this world, for countries that are in war, for people who are enslaved, for leaders who have Christian values, for those that are hungry, for those that are addicted. Think worldwide. And please pray out loud for the people of our world. Let's begin. Heavenly Father, we just come to you. We need to hear your voices. We're praying out loud. Come to you with a thankful heart for the world that we live in. I ask that you be with those who are suffering during the world wartime. Feed them and keep them safe. I pray for those who are enslaved, the still unfair, Lord. The drugs in this world, it's out of control. Heavenly Father, please help those who are addicted to stop what they're doing and to recognize that you are there with them, waiting for them, caring for them. They can break the habit. They are leaders of the world in all different countries. Godly leaders and not do things for selfish matters. Father God, we come before you with open hearts to you. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers for this world. And all God's people said,